Jay Vroom, President and CEO of CropLife America.
And Jay, this week the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had a split decision, but nevertheless one that says the EPA must ban the pesticide chlorpyrifos in the next 60 days. This is something I know that you guys have been fighting, and growers as well who use these products that are widely used around the world. What does this mean for growers, and what are some of the next possible moves here?
Well, hopefully it doesn't mean anything for growers, it doesn't in the immediate term, but even in the intermediate and longer term, we have great hope and faith that our system of jurisprudence will allow for a quick consideration of this matter on a review inside of the Ninth Circuit. We're still trying to get full alignment with US EPA around what their thinking is, but we're strong advocates that the government and we together as industry present a strong case for a reevaluation of this decision, because we think on its face it has serious procedural and precedential issues, and beyond that, we don't think the court has had the benefit of the full evaluation of the scientific matters at question.
And in stories that we have done about this over the past year at least, it has been stated that there have been numerous studies, but there is one that shows a potential impact on exposure to children. But among the others, there is the conclusion that the chemical, when used properly, is safe. Is that where you still are in this argument and bringing more of that to light within the court appeal system, perhaps?
As best we can tell from what the court's majority and dissenting remarks were in the case outcome that just reached us yesterday, and quite frankly, there's no court in the country that has the capacity to digest and do an evaluation of toxicology data and epidemiology data, much less to know the difference between the two, and that's the essence of the issue as you correctly described it. To put it in layman's terms, one is a hard science, which is actual testing where laboratory animals are exposed under very controlled conditions, and the results are very carefully monitored under very well-developed and accepted scientific protocols. The other is more of a soft science undertaking, that's epidemiology, where people are surveyed usually many years after potentially having been exposed to an environmental material, and also using their recall as to whether there were any health effects. Sometimes combined with some other information that would be harder science, but the soft science of human interviews and recall is a principal part of epidemiology. We as an industry believe there is a role for epidemiology, but it should not be the be-all, end-all in driving evaluation of important agricultural products.
Let's talk about the importance of this product in agriculture.
So it is a well-experienced, been in the marketplace quite a long time, insecticide that is not as important in agriculture as it once was. It used to also have a wide number of non-agricultural use applications. Those have been much more diminished than even the agricultural uses. But in farming, chlorpyrifos still has an important role to play for farmers to practice integrated pest management, where they're doing more scouting and assessment of pest threats, and then using just the right amount of material at the right time. It's also very important for farmers to be able to manage resistance control So for some newer products that may develop resistance from insects quickly, chlorpyrifos can be rotated into the farmer's treatment mix to ensure that other newer products are able to remain viable in the marketplace for a lot longer.
In terms of its use in the Midwest corn and soybean belt, I understand that it's generally used in soybeans that are perhaps more in the southeast. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think that would generally be true. So in the main, our soybean crop in the United States does not normally suffer a lot of insect pest infestation that is at an economic threshold. But when we have weather conditions that prevail, even in places where 9 out of 10 years there are no real insect threats to the soybean crop, in that 10th year, if you need a rescue, this product would be one that is absolutely tried and true and can be quickly effective on short notice.